This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. I hope your day is starting well, and I want to help you start it the best way possible by taking you to God's Word, the Bible. Do you know that God wants to have input into your life? He doesn't want you to just sort of go through your day reacting to the circumstances that come and making it through to the end of the day and collapsing in front of your TV for a while and then going to bed. No. He wants your life to be full of meaning and purpose, and he wants to speak into your life and communicate his purpose for you and what he's wanting to do in you and through you in the lives of other people. Your occupation is not your purpose in life. Your purpose in life is to know and love God and then to be used by God in what he is doing in this world, blessing the people around you. Well, let's open the Bible and let's look at our theme for this week, escape from emptiness. So often we find emptiness creeping into our lives and this sense of loneliness and that things are not right in our lives. We're looking this week at Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well, this Samaritan woman. Jews and Samaritans had racial tension between them. In fact, Jews didn't even like to be in Samaria. But Jesus had gone to Samaria and engaged in conversation with this woman who had come to draw water at the well. And in engaging in conversation with her, he unearthed this sense of emptiness in her life and offered to meet it. We read the passage yesterday, but I want to read just a portion of it with you again today, starting in verse 13. Jesus answered and said to the woman, "Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life." You see the picture? It's not just that you'll go and get water from somewhere, but right in your own heart and life, through the presence of God, will be this spring of water just constantly filling up and overflowing from your life. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so I will not be thirsty, nor come all the way here to draw." And he said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You've well said, 'I have no husband,' for you've had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly." We saw yesterday that this woman had been searching for means to fill up her emptiness through wrong relationships with men and going from one relationship to another, thinking she'll find the love that she needs. And Jesus is saying to her, "You're not going to find that anywhere else unless you come to me for living water." But today, just focus in on the fact that Jesus immediately knew this lady was hiding something, and he came right to the heart of it. And acknowledge and understand before God today that he already knows about the wrong paths that you've taken in life. You don't have to try and cover them over or pretend like they aren't there when you talk to God. No, he already knows. This woman was obviously hesitant to admit to Jesus the path of empty relationships that she had been on. But Jesus knew that that woman would have to openly face her wrong thinking if she wanted to receive his living water, his real fulfillment and satisfaction of life. And so he took the conversation directly to her sin. Well, when you pray and you ask God to meet you in your deep places of inner need, does he point to a part of your life that is hurtful to him and ask you to turn away from it? Don't try to hide that part of your life from God. You have to bring it out into the open. You have to talk to God about it, and you have to leave it behind and allow God alone to satisfy you. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.